I understand that you're from Louisiana and you served in the Air Force and you have a doctorate in education.
Yeah.
So what drew you to this role?
I think that during the period through which I went as I aspired to get a PhD in educational leadership, research, and counseling, I really embedded and engrossed myself into the research and in theory. I looked at that time, what were the contributors, if you would, to minorities getting more access to higher education opportunities. And in Louisiana, there were policies centered around the TOPS program, or the Tuition Opportunity Program for Students. And that program was not accomplishing the express goals. But what I discovered in the middle of that research was that there were these institutions in Louisiana who actually were providing the greatest access to post-secondary educational opportunities. And those were historically Black colleges and universities. During that time, I began to study them, and I fell in love with their missions. And when I got my PhD, I made the commitment that I would only work and give my talent and resources to historically Black colleges and universities.
And what is your vision for the college?
Philander Smith College, as you know, is a small, historically Black college affiliated with the United Methodist Church, and we sit in probably one what is arguably one of Arkansas's only urban centers in Little Rock. And so we have tried to figure out ways to apply our unique mission statement to the ailments which plague our communities. And so short term, we're focusing on three things. We're focusing on workforce development and innovation. And that was a spinoff of the governor's vision, which is to get more Arkansans into livable wage-paying jobs. And so Philander went back to the table, and we brainstormed around how we might allow our academic programs and our students going into certain fields to align with the market trends of the future. And so that's what that part is all about. And then we took that same concept and we said, okay, looking at the job market and looking at where some of the major issues are in the community, we know that healthcare is big. And we know that minority health disparities is really a big issue in the minority community. And so during the inauguration, we unveiled the creation or the establishment of the Jocelyn Elder School of Allied and Public Health. The express purpose of the establishment of that school is to get more minorities into healthcare fields, which address some of the minority health disparities facing the minority community. So we're very, very excited about that. And then the third element is dealing with educational advancement. If you look at Arkansas and where we are from an educational standpoint, we're still in that bottom percentile, if you would, in a number of areas. Well, Philander has a top-notch teacher preparation program. We are scrapping our conceptual framework, and we're going about training teachers in a new, creative, and exciting and innovative way, training teachers who are culturally competent, who have the ability, the knowledge, and the skills to go into toxic school districts and turn those school districts around. And so our vision for the short term is based on workforce innovation and development, is based on addressing minority health disparities, and is also based on helping to overhaul the educational paradigm in the state of Arkansas. And so we're very, very excited about that, and that undergirds our vision.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you, Sarah.